Now, 60 seconds to a healthier you. I'm Katherine Davis.
February is American Heart Health Month, and Dr. Emer Joyce, a cardiovascular doctor at the Cleveland Clinic, says we all need to know what to do if we or someone close to us is having a heart attack. She says, think of the word scan.
The S stands for symptoms, being aware of those typical symptoms like chest pain or shortness of breath, but also some of those less typical symptoms. The C stands for call 911, which there's still those that think they drive themselves to their doctor's office or their ER, but no, call 911, that's a critical component. The A stands for aspirin. If you have an aspirin, please chew that aspirin to get it into your system. It helps to prevent further progression of the heart attack. The N stands for nitroglycerin. If you have a heart history, if you have been prescribed nitroglycerin, then take that pill while you wait for the ambulance.
Dr. Joyce says while chest pain and shortness of breath are the most common symptoms of a heart attack, women, people with diabetes, and others might also experience nausea, vomiting, excessive sweating, and other symptoms. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/loveyourheart.
To replay this or other programs, go to WAKG.com and click on Behind the Mic. For 60 Seconds to a Healthier You, I'm Katherine Davis.